Hi, everybody. This is Crystal Denise Clark. Well, just wanted to let everybody know I'm not doing good. Just give you a little update. Been battling, you know, y'all know about the mold. I got moved to the Wayne Waters, but I haven't had a bowel movement in 30-some days. Barely no bowel sounds. No, been holding food down, no food down in weeks and weeks. Swollen up. My eyes is black, y'all. I don't know, but I just wanted to update y'all. I'm not doing good at all. And I really need everybody to take this serious. I really need y'all help and support. This is my life, y'all. I don't deserve this. I'm on 23-hour lockdown damn near. I'm treated as a level 5. to come out like 30 minutes at a time. Like, this is so sad. You know, this is just sad. This is a man facility. You know, how can they help? You know, I'm going to tell you this. The nurses is great, but, like, you know, they used to treat guys. We up sitting here, I'm suffering. I'm not doing good, y'all. I really need prayers right now. I need prayers to lift me up in prayers. They denied me to see a bowel specialist where they said I don't qualify for it. And I'm sitting up here and haven't had a bowel movement in almost 30-some days. My stomach is hot, it's burning. I've been so much pain. My head been hurt for 30 days straight, y'all. Y'all should see me. My eyes are so dark. The hospital got the power to do things. I went to the hospital. They said I was bagged up. And what did they do? They got the specialists all there that they could have got the stuff out of me. Said no. You know, the hospitals work with the facility. I can barely breathe and talk, but I know I've been a long time, so I wanted y'all to hear my voice, to hear me, and pray for me, and support, and help me. I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired. I'm so tired, y'all. But I can't give up. You know, I got to keep on pushing, keep on praying. I just want to give y'all just a little update. I'm throwing up blood. This is terrible, y'all. This is bad right now for me. The people can do the right thing, choose not to do the right thing, you know. They never let somebody sit here and suffer and die. And y'all know who I'm talking about. This is just like they trying to torture me and stuff. Punish me from them. That molded affected place that they let did this to me for 16 years. This is so sad, but I love you all. I appreciate you all. Please help me. I don't want to be long. I just want y'all to know what is going on. Pray for my mom. Just lift me up in y'all prayer. I love you. I love all of you. Appreciate you. All of you at the radio station, all of you, I appreciate y'all. I'm so tired of being in pain. I'm so tired of being in pain. I'm so tired of this. So y'all will be talking back. Whenever I can get, like, the phone time and I can call, I will try to give y'all updates. Well, I know y'all will get updates. Just pray for me. I love you all. May God bless you all. Okay. Well, I gotta go, but I try to call y'all back soon. It's not doing good, y'all.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.